All right. Nothing fancy about this. There's no pre-recorded beautiful introduction or anything. I've been gone so long that it's damn near disrespectful to even show up with anything. But hi, everyone. All kinds of crises that could have occurred for a content creator have already occurred. So it's a new month. It's a new year. Happy 2022. I don't even think I've spoken to you this year yet. Have I? Let's just take a moment and look at my episodes. No, I haven't. I've not spoken to you since November 15th, 2021. So yeah, those extended unintentional bumps and bruises definitely have made it more difficult than I intended to be a part of the podcast world. But I'm back. I'm telling you, I'm back. Let me just walk you through some of the things that have happened so that you understand why there was so much plight and strife. November 15th was my last podcast episode, right? And to my knowledge, that was more than likely a weekday. So let's go back and look on the calendar because I just want to be real correct. That was a Monday. I was ready. I had other episodes recorded, did promo. My computer died completely and utterly to the point where a new motherboard was needed. Now, do I have other computers? I most certainly do. However, as a content creator, I believe in tax write-offs, real, real big, important thing to me. So as soon as you start doing work that was listed and written down on one thing somewhere else, then by all means, you can no longer write that off. It's no longer a valid exemption. So I had to kind of sit still with that because I bought this computer for the sole purpose of being able to manage multifaceted ACGs content and podcasts. Okay, fine. Eventually, I get to a point where I'm like, all right, we can at least re-record everything. No big deal. Do it on another laptop. Kill that one, too. A friend of mine said that there is something about some of us that's so electrically charged, for lack of better terms, that we have a tendency to kill other pieces of technology. And that's been true with me for a long time. I have a long history of jacking stuff up badly. Cell phones, microwaves, full-fledged computers, TVs, never breaking them. I just do something to them that shorts them. So I felt defeated. Then I started a new job. Then I had to get an office, and you know, I had already built an office at my house. So it was just a lot of things that were transitioning back to back to back to back. And I looked up and there was simply no time to do what I said I was going to do, which is continue to be your favorite foreign Korean music historian. But the time has come. Oh, yes, it has. Yes, it dang on has, because I am tired of not talking about K-pop. I have burned out on not being able to expound on albums and tell you all the cool stuff. It's no fun. I'm behind. I'm drastically behind. So it's going to be very interesting to get back into the folds of things. I didn't even do a rookie roundup. I don't even know who the rookies are. I have an idea of who some of the girl group rookies are, but it's just a hot mess. And we're going to dive into it real nice, like with a new intro to an extent. New ways of acknowledging my Patreon patrons. There are completely new tiers. We went from having one to having three to now there are six, and it's so exciting. You can still be a patron for just $1 a month. That will allow you to get into my Discord. We just literally closed the Discord at 6 a.m. Central Time today, February 1st, because it was open to anyone to grab a hold of. And now it's exclusive to the patrons. And we have a lot of fun in there. So the $1 tier allows you to get into that. All the other tiers do as well. We have introduced one called Accessibility Support. So if you are very interested in translating the show into Spanish, Korean, and Indonesian, those are the three countries in which the podcast have the most views outside the English-speaking world. We want to be a part of that, and I want you to be a part of it. I've got new merch. Mac the koala has had a makeover, and he's so cute and fluffy. So there's all this cool stuff happening to reintroduce myself back into the scene. The intention is to continue podcasting and appearing where I can. Case in point, you will catch me on the K-pop Tumblr throughout the month of February because it is Black History Month, and the coalition I'm a part of, Black in the K-pop, yeah, we are taking hold of that a few times out of the month to be able to share our content. So I'm very excited to be writing again. I'm also writing on my own blog, multifacetedacg.com. You can check that out. The podcasts have its own blog now. I have almost 300 email subscribers for the podcast newsletter. Was I prepared for that? Not at all. Wasn't prepared in the least bit. So there's just a lot of exciting stuff happening, and I want you to be a part of it. And I want to be a part of your directory of who you turn to when you're looking for K-pop content. Still important to me. Still love this. I just don't need anything else to happen technology-wise. I really just want to be all that I can be in the K-pop army. Not BTS's though. Nothing against them. I just don't want anything being mixed up. So yeah, that's it. That's my shtick. I just wanted to let you know I'm still here, and intending to make content in all kinds of magical, silly, goofy ways, as you can hear. And I know you're going to love it. I missed you all. I really did. And my Korean is so trashy now. This is going to be very, very difficult in a barrage of ways that I wasn't prepared for. But we gonna make it happen, all right? So that's all I gotta say. I'll catch y'all in the upcoming episodes. Bye, y'all.